I think it's accepted that there is a significant issue with drugs and alcohol on the Isle of Man. If you had a definitive set of figures over a period of time, you would be able to see if any prevention or intervention programs were working. You would hope you would have better outcomes for some people with liver disease. And some of that actually starts with education, because it's no joke the amount of certainly young people that we come across who think they've actually got more than one liver.